Be a busy day, but an exciting day. And Father, I'm so thankful. And Lord, we just ask you to bless and guide and be with us in everything we do. And Father, may we bow and give you the glory and honor and the praise for it all. Invite the Holy Spirit. Lord, you'd be in control of this service and settle us down and settle the preacher down. And Lord, that you'd just have your way, minister and work through us and to it and minister to us today as you see fit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have been preaching the last few services. I've been preaching in it. I started out just a message, but it's turned into a series on walking with the Lord. And I've preached a couple of these, and then I got to the point. The next message to be preached was to be that we walk in truth in the ordinances. But time being, and I couldn't preach the whole thing, so the Lord laid it on the one that prepared the bulletin to put in the three things that I was going to talk about in the bulletin this morning. Me and her did not talk about this. And when I opened the bulletin and I looked and I said, well, thank you, Lord. You know, God's good. And he wants his ordinances. They're important. And we're going to recognize two of them this morning. The ordinance of communion and the ordinance of baptism. And also we practice the ordinance of washing feet, of humility. And if you would, just take some time here in a little bit and read this section. I appreciate Sister Donna. You've done a good job, and thank you for being obedient to the leading of the Spirit. And that's encouraging, the Lord's good, isn't he? I have a card to read. Thank you for the beautiful dish garden and all your prayers for my surgery. Thank you, Brother Tim, for your prayers and being there with my family during the surgery. It is so good to have a loving church family. God bless all of you, Nancy and Carl. So she's mending and doing better. So yes, she's doing better. So. As far as announcements, we're going to have, of course, this morning our AM communion service and a baptism immediately afterward. And tomorrow evening, or tonight, will be our service at 6, but tomorrow evening. And I want to encourage all that will to come and be at this service and support and be here. And the Appalachian Association meeting will be here tomorrow evening, and a meal will be provided, and We have got it catered from, we got to go pick it up, but having barbecue from Firehouse. And then Brother Ray's going to pick up some chicken tenders, and we'll have these. But we encourage you to bring a dessert and our desserts. And we appreciate all the work it's done. But we'll need the desserts here. A little bit before 6, 5:30, I think, probably 5 or 5:30, probably need to be here before 5. And we'll have the fellowship hall and everything opened. We appreciate everything you do and all the help that we can get and everybody be here. These are usually real, real good services. I'm just excited about us having it. I've been praying that it'd be a revival service instead of a business meeting. So remember that tomorrow evening. All that can and will come and be part of the Appalachian Association meeting. And then Tuesday evening will be our prayer, of course, Wednesday at 6, and then Wednesday will be our midweek Bible study at 7 and prayer meeting. Any other announcements? On the 3rd of August is going to be a day of fun for the young folks, and maybe Sunday after will be rough on a lot of the older folks. We're going to have like we usually try to do a back to school thing for the kids when they start back, and we're going to do it on Saturday this year. And also in that, some of the young folks has challenged us older folks to a game of basketball. So that's going to be played also, and that will be, what's the time when you're going to kick everything off? Remember that. There'll be more information about it, but that's the 3rd of August. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Anything else? We want to go to the Lord in prayer this morning, remembering all of our in our list, and we want to take any special requests that you may have this morning. Guys got here early and worked hard, and I appreciate them so much, and done a good job. Major praise out of him. Amen. Amen. Yes. This be all that will. Let's come and gather around the altar this morning. Brother Jim here, would you lead us as we pray?
old and new choir members, old and new choir members.
Ushers will come, we'll receive a morning tithe and offering. Brother Mike, would you ask the blessing over the offering, please?
beautiful. You talk about getting down where you at. That gets you down there. The old preachers used to say, sell out lock, stock, and barrel. That means let him have it all. So that's the only thing he accepts. Is all of it. I'm glad the choir didn't forsake me when I messed up. Aren't you glad?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thankful for Calvary this morning. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for everything. And if you have your Bibles, you want to turn with me to Isaiah chapter 53, and I'm going to read a verse out of Luke chapter 22. Read the one in Luke first, and then we'll read a few verses out of the book of Isaiah. Luke 22:15, Isaiah 53, starting at verse 4. Find your place, if you would, stand with me in honor of reading of God's Word. Luke 22, verse 15, this is one of most passionate verses, I believe, in the Bible. What a tremendous passion that is. As I've studied this, and he's using desire twice in this verse, and the way that it's worded about, wow, what a passion that Jesus Christ had to have this communion with these believers and with the disciples. And I believe today it's the same today. It's his desire to have communion and have fellowship with human beings. And verse 15 says, "And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." With great desire, he is saying. In Isaiah 53, starting at verse 4, the Bible says, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you for your blessings and all your mercy and grace. And thank you for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for each one that's here. Lord, thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, God, for that I can feel your presence, and I'm so thankful for that today. And Lord, we ask you to bless this reading and bless this time and bless this communion today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. As I'd mentioned earlier, I've been talking about walking and walking in truth and walking in the ordinances and communion and baptism and foot washing. And today we're going to take our AM communion service, have it here this morning, and as one of these ordinances. But I want to tell you, and this really come to my mind, and I'm so afraid that sometimes this is not just a little cute ritual that we do. It is far deeper than just something that we do ever so often. This is really a deep doctrinal ordinance that Jesus Christ himself ordained and started it. And as we look, and what we do is that we look back to what he did. And we look back to the example he gave, but also what he did on Mount Calvary for people. And what we gain from his sacrifice. And I want to look and think about communion a lot, but I want us to look is not just what we receive, and I want to talk about it a little bit. We have received forgiveness of sins when we've asked him to come into our hearts, but there's a lot more with what he did on Calvary than just forgive us of our sins. There's a lot of healing that takes place because of Calvary. And so often, I think we don't think about that, and we kind of forget about it. But he said here in chapter 5, or verse 5, "And he was wounded for our transgressions." Everything he endured was for us. Every punishment, every whipping, his beard being plucked out, the crown, everything he endured was for us.
He was not wounded for anything of his own transgressions because he didn't have any. Nothing that he had done, but he took our punishment. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The word here means to be broken to pieces, to be crushed. His body was broken for us. He gave himself for us, for our sins. His blood was shed on Mount Calvary for the forgiveness of our sins. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And this wording, the way this is, means the punishment inflicted by parents upon their children. He was chastised. The chastisement, and the reason of that was that we could have a peace of mind. That we can have the peace that passes all understanding. And the Bible says then that with his stripes we are healed. This is wound by bruising. You know, we hear the saying, black and blue. This is kind of what this is saying. And I'm so glad for the healing that we can get from our Lord. I'm so glad of what's available. See, I'm afraid that we're not tapping in to all the resources that's available to us. There's a lot of things that I think we endure that we could get victory over. That we could get healed of. That we could get encouraged. And I want to share and just spend a few minutes here. But there is spiritual healing. Our sins, his blood is more than enough to cover every sin of everybody in the whole wide world. In the book of Luke 4:18, the Bible said, and this is Jesus fulfilling a prophecy of Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." He was sent for our healing. The spiritual healing of our bodies. And you might say, "Preacher, I don't need heal." If we've never asked Jesus into our hearts and we've never been saved, we're in dire need of spiritual healing. There was one day that I needed some spiritual healing. I was lost and on my way to hell, and Jesus came in and his blood has covered my sins. I accepted the forgiveness that he has made available. Also, there's relationships with each other that needs healing. Have you got anybody that maybe you're just not seeing eye to eye with right now? Maybe hadn't in a long time. See, those relationships can be healed through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. There's a thing called forgiveness. Amen. And sometimes we got to forgive folks. And we have to say, "I'm sorry." You may not even be the one that done anything. We still got to forgive. I'll tell you, and I've seen through the years, a lot of times the most forgiveness that anybody needs to give and forgive somebody is to forgive themselves. A lot of times, folks will make a mistake, and they keep it bottled up, and they will not forgive themselves. I tell you, for a good key for healing, emotional healing, is forgiving yourself. Emotional healing, depression, anxiety, the oppression that comes upon us, and so often it's unexplainable. If I could explain it, I'd be a millionaire pretty quick. And it happens to all of us, and the anxiety comes over us, and we get depressed, and oh Lord, and it can happen so quick. And things are going. And see, today, that I believe through this communion, and he's saying that, Lord, we're not only going to accept the forgiveness of sin, but today I'm going to accept the healing of my body. I'm going to accept the healing of my emotions. I'm going to accept the healing of all the things that you have got in store for me. And see, our relationship with God, a lot of times it gets on the rocks. A healing, restoring of that. And it's good for us to realize that greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. See, we get overwhelmed. I don't know about you, but I get overwhelmed sometimes. And when I try to do it on my own, I get blindsided, I get beat up, and I get beat down. But it's through His power and His might and His strength I get the victory. Romans 8:37 says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. More than a conqueror. What it means, it's already been provided. It's done. And see, this morning as we partake of this communion, and this is a reminder, and for us to remember the price that has been paid, and let's receive this morning the blessings that's already been provided. See, He has provided a lot of things. In Hebrews 4:16, the Bible said, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In a few minutes, we're going to pass out the cup, and the cup will represent His blood, deliverance from sin. Boy, are you glad this morning for His blood that delivered us from sin and is able to deliver us from sin. And we will partake of His blood, of His body, the bread, and all the punishment that He received for our deliverance. All of our temptations, all of our addictions, all of our worry, all of our care, all of our fears, all of our sickness. He has made provisions and has suffered His body on our behalf that we could reap the benefits. This has already been provided. It's here. It's been set aside. And we, by faith, can come to Him and accept the healing, to being healed, and the forgiveness that we need this morning. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians for us to examine ourselves. And this morning I'm going to ask the musician to come, and we want to give us an opportunity to examine ourselves. The communion, we look back at what He has done for us. We look forward to His coming, but we also look within, self-examination. And I want to be found worthy to partake of this. But also, what I want us to do, I want us to receive the communion this morning as an act of faith. See, we receive it. I don't want us to receive it as a ritual this morning, like we normally do. It's just something we do. Let's do it as an act of faith. We take the communion and we're accepting the blessings and the promises that His death, burial, and resurrection promises. I mean, I read that scripture. It's he didn't just die for the sins. Thank God He did. But also, it's our healing, our emotional healing, our spiritual healing, our physical healing. We don't have a problem with trusting Him for our salvation. Amen? Why do we have a problem trusting Him with our other things that we have problems with? See, we've just grown used to, well, that's just the way it is, preacher. That's the way of life. But this morning, I'm going to ask you to come as an act of faith. And as we take the communion, we do it as an act of faith this morning. And say, Lord, I trust you. I thank you for what you've done. And I accept everything that you have got in store for me. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you for your goodness and all your many wonderful blessings. And Father, we thank you for the ordinance of communion. I thank you, Lord, for what Jesus has done on the cross for us. And Father, as we partake here this morning, I ask you, Lord, that you would touch each one of us. God, that we would look within and see where we come up short and what we need. And God, that you would fill us to the brim. Lord, that you'd help us and meet our needs. Whatever we're in need of this morning, Lord, that you would supply that need. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Would you stand? Will you come? It'd be okay to come and do some self-examination. It'd be okay to come and say, Lord, I'm going to receive what you've got for me. Will you come this morning? See.